Moncrief on News Talk.
If you're a parent and you've come to the depressing conclusion that your child is a bully, it's not all bad news. A long-term study conducted in the UK has found that bullies tend to have better paying jobs in adult life. Aoife Lee is a parenting coach at parentsupport.ie. Afternoon, Aoife.
Good afternoon, Sean. How are you?
Not too bad. Now, it's not like the report is encouraging bullying, our children to be bullies, but it sounds like they haven't, that a lot of them haven't come out as these dysfunctional individuals and they've done quite well for themselves.
Yeah, I mean, look, we can have different ways of looking at it. You know, they do elaborate and discuss to need and nurture and encourage other aspects of childhood development, you know, including friendships, emotional and social development, etc. But I don't believe the study is as straightforward. I don't think it really represents today's society in regards to our kids and the diversity and needs of our kids, as well as the different parenting styles. So I would disagree. I think there's a lot of factors, you know, to take into account in how we can encourage positive work ethic and how we can kind of future-proof our kids. But showing a sense of leadership and being influential are great characters to have. And it's often characters we see in bullies. But certainly not to the expense of others, because that's the impact of what bullying does. It can have detrimental effects to our kids, you know.
Yeah, but it seems that the ones who were bullied didn't do as well in later life.
No, I mean, like, bullying has such a significant impact on our kids. Can create a lot of worry, a lot of anxiety, a lot of school avoidance, isolation and withdrawn, and you know, a lot of behavioural problems. And I suppose that's something that we really need to be mindful of. And I think there's a lot to be said for, you know, when we talk about that leadership and being influential and being able to hold a group, particularly even, you know, in the teenage years, it doesn't really take a whole lot for one person to be able to turn everyone's attitude around. And we might perceive that as a really positive, even in the workplace, in you know, a leadership role. But as we know, there's a lot more that, you know, a lot more attributes and characteristics that we need in today's workplace that will, you know, I suppose it starts at home and in the values and what we can encourage in our children as they grow, no matter what age they are.
Mm. But at the same time, does this report seem to be implying that, you know, we don't want our children to be bullies or bullied, but at the same time that perhaps when they enter the adult world, that leaves them rather ill-equipped because the adult world is structured in a completely different way, not the kind of almost slightly idealized world we want for our children.
Yeah, but you know, I've three kids myself, and ranging from, you know, senior infants right through up to, you know, being in secondary school. And as a parent myself and working, supporting families for 20, 22 years now, you know, so there's so many challenges that come up for our kids of for all ages. And as parents trying to navigate through that there is great learning in the kind of the different obstacles that they face, whether it be navigating friendships, dealing with bullying, that, you know, that whole conversation of online social media. And then, you know, so no matter what, our kids are always, I suppose, building on their own confidence and their self-worth and different skills that will, you know, will stand them as they enter into the working world. But there's a huge amount of learning and sometimes sacrificing. There can be, you know, a lot of tears, but there's a lot to be said for, as you know, what the parents and the adults in the child life, the influence that they have on, you know, building all of that, you know, that confidence and leadership and, you know, like all the attributes that we've mentioned there, assertiveness and strength for our kids.
Mm, but you can't just, or can you, just take a child and make them assertive and make them self-confident? You know, is it as simple as that? There's a recipe you follow and your child turns out the way you want it to.
I wish it was, but, you know, at the same time, there are, like I mentioned, there are lots of different ways and, you know, an opposite of being a bully is actually helping others. It's showing compassion, showing kindness, encouraging empathy. Some fantastic characteristics that we can encourage from day one with our children that really stand to them. Often as well, you know, pushing our kids out of their comfort zone when they're not uncomfortable, when they are resistance. But we can look at ways of how to, you know, when they are going through challenging situations, giving those kind of tools, while not always stepping in and you know, enabling them, but it is encouraging, you know, making decisions, problem solving, expressing their opinions. And that is often encouraging healthy control versus the need to control others, which again is another, you know, aspect of a bully, and it can often come from home life and them learning how communication and control can impact others. And you know, so that there's, you know, we do play a huge part, and it doesn't happen overnight for sure.
Yeah, funny enough, somebody's texted in, kind of reflecting what you just said there. They say the parents of bullies are often bullies themselves, and they're generally middle upper management arsehole types. Basically, arseholes will have arsehole kids. It's a vicious circle. I think you put it a bit kinder than that. Aoife, thanks a million for talking with us today. That was Aoife Lee, a parenting coach at parentsupport.ie.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.